This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yesterday we had talked and we were estimating between 3 to 6 inches for just a general widespread snowfall for all of Western New York. Since then, how has everything looked? Were we pretty much within that range that we were talking about?
Yeah, we haven't received too many reports yet this morning. Our volunteer spotters typically report by mid-morning. But just based on radar overnight, looked like we were at the low end, the very low end of that, right around Buffalo. We had a few inches here at the airport. But quite a bit more than that up in Niagara and Orleans counties. It looks like they fell within that 3 to 6 inch range and also southeast of Buffalo as well. So it looks like the immediate Buffalo area got the least, but most of Western New York fell within that 3 to 6 inch range.
At this point, the snowfall has pretty much stopped for today, right? Or are we going to be getting a little bit more later?
We're still going to get some light snow today on and off, but any additional accumulations will only be a dusting 2 inches. So the majority of the snow event is over.
And then just another thing, we were talking about the weather patterns moving in for later this week for central and eastern U.S. Has there been any changes or maybe even developing concerns with these storms or patterns?
It still looks like there's another storm headed our way for Wednesday night and Thursday. Still a lot of uncertainty with the exact track of that system. If it does go by just to our south, we would stay all snow with significant accumulations possible. If it does track further north over the top of us, we could see a snow change into a wintry mix scenario. So still a lot of details to be worked out with that one, but it's something to watch for the middle of the week. And then another similar-looking storm for next weekend that could produce snow or a wintry mix, especially later Saturday through early Sunday. So two more widespread systems to watch.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.